The procession to the practice field. Phase three of the offseason program underway with organized team activities. And welcome to Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel. J.P. Shadrick with you. The Jaguars back to work on the Florida Blue practice fields on Monday morning. Phase three is here. OTA number one. It's similar to the phase two of the offseason program, but a little more teamwork. In fact, teamwork allowed for the first time, 11 on 11 and 7 on 7 work. But unfortunately, one player not working in 7 on 7 drills defensively is rookie cornerback Jalen Ramsey. He's waiting on that second opinion on the small tear in the meniscus of his right knee. And head coach Gus Bradley hopes for some good news this week about his new corner.
Fortunately, he's got a great attitude. You know, we'll find out with the second opinion, and then we'll move on and we'll go. But I have an optimistic look on it all.
And while the timetable for Ramsey is still uncertain, Dante Fowler Jr. plans on playing. The first-round pick from a year ago has worked through a full offseason of rehab from the ACL injury. He's still working with a brace, but over a year since the original injury, he's happy to be back.
To get back out here and move around and just to showcase some stuff, you know, especially on the first day. And, you know, we're in shorts and helmets. We'll really see what, you know, how it is with pads and stuff like that. But today I really just wanted to come out here, make it through a practice, you know what I mean? And, you know, just get the feel of it again and just be around the guys and be happy.
A few notes from Monday. A lot of players off to the side, including a couple of receivers, Allen Robinson and Allen Hurns. But if this was the fall, they'd likely be on the field. Nothing major. Cinderic Marks will be out for OTAs coming off the triceps injury. Roy Miller will get work off and on coming back from a knee issue. And seventh-round pick Jonathan Woodard had surgery to repair an Achilles injury. He will be on the physically unable to perform list. We welcome in senior correspondent Brian Sexton. Phase three is here, Brian. OTA practice number one. What stands out today? What'd you see?
You know, the overall talent level. And you and I have been here as they've been rebuilding this thing. And you've seen obvious holes and guys that wouldn't be here if there were better talent. Well, that's not the case now. Now you see top-shelf talent, and that's without guys like Miles Jack and Jalen Ramsey. We didn't see them today. And so, and Allen Robinson and Allen Hurns weren't right. practicing today either. So to see the level of talent on this field right now shows you that in year four, the roster reconstruction is darn near complete.
We look at left tackle today, too. No Kelvin Beachum. He's recovering from the knee injury. So the focus is on Luke Jokel going into his fourth season. The left tackle, really the starter right now because Beachum's not here. But he got some work at guard today. Where's his head?
Well, I spent some time with him at the J Fund earlier this week, and his head is in the right place. He hears what everyone is saying. He isn't concerned about that. He knows he didn't get the $11 or $12 million in the option. He isn't concerned about that. What he's concerned about is being his absolute best. He looks good at 315. He looks like he's moved some around and has leaned up a little bit. And he's crisp. He's sharp. He's focused. He's crisp. I'm really eager to see the competition between he and Beachum as we get on over the course of the summer.
And there's a spotlight. You get to sit down with Luke coming up later this week on the site.
You know, the conversation earlier this week was so strong, I followed up after practice. And I couldn't wait to see if he was the same guy. And he absolutely was. So you'll get an opportunity to hear directly from him why he's not concerned with what you think.
There you have it. I will look forward to that coming up this week, Brian. Well done. OTA number one in the books. So that's it for today on Inside the Jaguars, presented by FanDuel.